Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, good evening. And it is Wednesday, and our show is called All Did I Say All That Jazz Now? Oh, man. I was looking at the board. I said, Dad, why you hit the wrong button? You better cut that out. Hey, listen, we got some great jazz for you tonight. I always write a second title, like subtitle. So tonight's show, All That Jazz Now, Forgotten Songs and Jazz Artists. And what do we mean by that? There was a lot of tracks that a lot of the great jazz artists did that people are doing today. or that other artist picked up and said, hey, I like that. Like, we're going to play a track by Billie Holiday. And also there's a young lady who did it. She's a lot younger. And then Chet Baker did it in 1965. He cut it. It's the instrumental version. So we got some great hot music for you tonight. We got some Jeff Golub. We got some Marlena Shaw being done by you. We've got some, let's see, who else is on my playlist? Nancy Wilson. And, of course, Jeff Golub is our featured artist. And we got Nancy Wilson. We got Billie Holiday. We've got, who else is on there? Louis Armstrong, Phyllis Hyman. Man, we got a lot of stuff. We're going to be going to the old, to the new. And we're going to feature a track with a young lady named Sue Ann Carwell. She's on a track with Jeff Golub. And she's doing this track called If I Ever Get to Heaven, Then I'll Get to See Don. Don S. McClure in Heaven. And I had to tell her, I'm not there yet. Well, you crazy. But listen, we do. We got a great show for you. It's 7:06. If you want to get into the show from all over the world, dial 347-633-9376. You'll be on the show. Or go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. So we're going to start off with Mercy Mercy by Jeff Golub. And again, you know who that was by. Mercy Mercy. This is a tough track, but we're going to play it. I want to send a shout out to South Bend, Indiana. They say they're going to be listening in. And I want to send a shout out to these 901 numbers. Sharon, if she's listening. Oh, I got to tell you a story about her. She was telling her daughters, yeah, I met the great Don S. McClure. They said, no, you didn't. Not Don S. McClure. She said, yes. They said, no. Yes. They said, no. So I'm going to prove it to them. Because she's ordering two or three of my books. And always, we're going to send out signed copies. How about that? And then they'll know. That is real. You know, a lot of people don't believe that. I was in a store, and the lady said, is that Don S. McClure? And her boyfriend said, no, that ain't none of him. He don't come to Food for Less. I said, yes, I do. He said, no, you don't. You can't be Don S. McClure. Why people don't believe I'm me?
Thank you.
Viola and Sue Ann Harwell. You know, Sue Ann bad. And I played a couple of tracks by her a little while ago. So I'm going to go pull them back out. You know, a lot of times, the new artists, you don't know who they are, you know, but they can cut, man. They can really cut. I don't know why somebody calling me on my cell phone while I'm on the air, but I got to send a shout out to a young lady who just got a couple of books. She got To Have a Friend, the best crime thriller ever written. And then she bought I Love Being a Butterfly. And I just love that book, The Butterflies. And then, God, I forgot. That's the two. But Christina's all right with me. Oh, man. Hey, but I got to send a serious shout out to a friend of mine. We are close, tight. Her family just welcomes me over there, just loves me. And her daughter's got cancer. She just found out, and she texts me. She said, Don, you know, I'm going through a lot. Then one of her sons, I think, had a stroke. So I got to send a prayer and a shout-out for Doris. That's my homegirl. Like, when she's working the flea market, she's like, I got your books down there. I got you. I said, okay, don't sell them too cheap now. But it's a lot of good people out there that'll back you up and will stick by you. And make sure that you try to get close to your dreams. You know, like Stafford, great person, beautiful woman. You know, it's a lot of good people out there. So I want to send shouts out to everybody. I want you to be safe out there. We got another track by Jeff Golub, Mercy, Mercy. You know, and that's what I used to ask my mother before she whooped me. I said, Mom, could you have mercy, mercy on me? And she said, no, because you shouldn't have been so bad. we're back. It is 7:23. The time is moving. I got to send a happy birthday shout out. Felicia Stafford, my girl's daughter's birthday. Hey, have a happy birthday. You know, it's good when you can watch your children grow. When they're close to you, hang on to you. But share that love. You know, one thing about family love, it could be the strongest thing in the world. And that's good when people think a lot of you, your daughters and sons and nephews and nieces and cousins and uncles and everybody. So, again, I'm trying to find a track that I could play. Well, I don't have no happy birthday stuff on my thing. So let's see. Can't play that. That's a sad song. I'm going to play Happy Birthday. It's by Jeff Golub. Cruising.
Thank you.
Oh, man. That was cruising. You know, that was too tough, man. If I Had My Way was by Nancy Wilson. Man, it's 7:29. We got to take a quick break. But when I come back, we got more great music for you. You know, one of the authors in Chicago that works for the city, I helped complete her dream and published her book. Her name is Janice R. Childs. And I put a beautiful jazz image on the front of the cover. And when I did the video, I said, man, I need a really good jazz singer so that when I promote the track, we got jazz behind it. And, of course, my great narrator, Cass Jackson, she cut it. So I'm going to play that. Then we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, then we got more smoking jazz for you. And check this out, though. This is amazing because most authors don't get a video, not a trailer by the great one, Don S.
The release of this new book was created by author Janice R. Childs from Chicago. A young woman striving to make a name for herself in a crowded field has been an amazing journey. As a self-determined individual, her efforts have paid off with the publishing of her first book, A Songbird Story, where the reader gains a first-hand look at a singer's intense battle for her soul. This story brings you to what some consider as close as it gets to the real life of a woman who is determined to become one of the most influential singers in the music industry. Yes, many writers have played with the idea of the same old desire and the rise and fall of many, where sex and drugs play an explicit role in almost every entertainer's journey. A Songbird Story is more than a mere glance into a tortured soul. It is a book you will find interesting and well worth the read. You can purchase this story by Chicago author Janice R. Childs at www.dsmpublications.net.
What's it to you? You seem surprised to find me here out with some guy. You said we were through. Baby, what's it to you? What's it to you? Why so concerned? Isn't that rare? Right up till now, you didn't care. Some people do. Baby, what's it to you?
Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with a understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman
who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
That's a bad book there, too. Man, I put my foot, my toenails, well, not my toenails, because one of them kind of ugly, but the kitchen sink. My producer's on the Skype. He's looking at me just shaking his head like, man, you are really insane. Your toenails. I'm going to play this track. I like this track a lot, man. I was telling him about you, Nancy Wilson, who's dancing with a guy, and she was telling him about the guy she just lived with, and I don't know, I got to listen to that a little more. One of my favorite tracks for jazz, I was telling him about you, Nancy Wilson.
Nothing to me. I was telling him. Oh! about you.
Joy I felt when I realized that I had found the perfect man for me. The man who could make me feel all the things I felt a woman should feel. I said, darling, I want to be the perfect woman for you. I got myself a 3-year subscription to Essence magazine. Read it from cover to cover. You know I wanted to be perfect for him. Said, black is beautiful, just keep getting up. Together we can make it. It's gonna be all right. Forget about what society says is or isn't, or what can or cannot be. Keep getting up. He quit his job. Came home one day with 14 mirrors. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. Go sit up in a room and look at the black beautiful. Check out the boy, mother's love, mother's love. I said, well, my darling, I hate to get in your business, you know what I mean, but I mean, what about a job? I mean, what about the gas and the electricity? And well, not that I am equating a job with your manhood, you understand, but I mean, you did have a choice in this. He said, I got to get myself together. I'm tired of working for somebody else. Maybe take out a small businessman's loan and open up a head shop. I said, but that's not bringing no money in. I mean, he said, you working, ain't you? Get off my back. I don't know. You see, I wasn't raised like that, Joe. I mean, I figure if I got to get up and go to work every day, then every able-bodied in the household is supposed to get up and go, at least looking. Well, I know it ain't easy out there, but I said, now, if for some reason you feel that you can no longer be the man that I thought you were at the beginning of our relationship, then I got this one thing to lay on you, my sweet. Go away, little boy. Why don't you just go away? Not supposed to sit up here alone in the dark with some mirrors and no money and no you. Oh, I know, I understand, I recognize the fact that your lips, oh, so sweet, ow, but it don't look like our lips shine. We'll never have another chance to meet. I think I can find myself another man. Somebody who can be true. So why don't you run, 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 run away, little boy. Let the doorknob hit you where the dog should have bit you, little boy. Cause you're hurting me more every minute that you delay. Just go on away, little boy, before I do something rash. Oh, run, 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 little boy.
me to resist. So why don't you go on away, little boy? Don't you just leave me alone, you know what I mean? Go ahead and take your things with you, your albums and all them Playboy magazines, and just go on, get out of my life. Now don't stand so close to me when you're trying to get that last goodbye kiss. I know your moves now. Well, don't pull me like this. And don't kiss my eyelids like that. And please don't cut my loads like that, and don't. Well, look, you think you can get a job by Thursday? You promise? Now you ain't gonna fool me this time. Then you might as well say.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is just that.
Boy, that's another one. That's my newest book. I stuck my arm, my fingernails, my thumbnail, what else? My earlobes. I stuck everything I had into that book. That's a book that talks about how I created the Black History Awards Dinner and Gallery. And had 36 of American governors say, yes, call him in. It's Donald McClure. He's got something here, diversity and history. He likes promoting the black people. And I'm not a crook, so I might as well support him. Nixon wasn't even around. Okay, let's get... There's something wrong with you. I'm going to play this track by Billie Holiday, and I'm going to follow it up with a track by Chet Baker, same song, and the track was done later on by a young lady named Tanya Nicole. She cut it up. Billie Holiday, Don't Explain, backed up by Chet Baker, 1965.
Hush now, don't explain. Just say you'll remain. I'm glad you're back. Don't explain. What is there to gain? Skip that lipstick. Don't explain. You know that I love you, and what love all my thoughts of you, for I'm so completely yours. Cry to hear folks chatter, and I know you cheat. Right or wrong, don't matter, when you're with me, sweet. Hush now, don't explain. You're my joy and pain. My life, yours, love, don't explain. You know that I love you, and what love reads above you, for I'm so completely yours. Cry to hear folks chatter, and I know you cheat. Right or wrong, don't matter, when you're with me, sweet. Hush now, don't explain. You're my joy and pain. My life, your love, don't explain. Thank you.
to Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
The snow is snowing.
The wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Yes, I can't remember our worst December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? Baby, I've got my love to keep me warm. Oh, off with my overcoat, off with my love. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm, storm, storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a word December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form?
With my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love.
My heart's on fire, the flame goes higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me. I've got my love to keep me. I've got my love to keep me warm.
Welcome to the stage, Chaka Khan.
Thank you. Phil Perry, y'all. And the fabulous Miss Chaka Khan.
Oh, man, you know, Chaka, a lot of people say, Don, I didn't know she does jazz. I'm like, yeah, Chaka could cut, especially when she does My Funny Valentine, Sweet Funny Valentine. Producer just looked over me and said, and please don't sing on air tonight. That's not funny. I'm gonna play this track, Bet You By Golly, Wow, by Phyllis Hyman. I don't care what he say, I can sing. Phyllis Hyman is also one of our featured artists for tonight. She's got another track called When I Give My Love. Ooh. Ooh, man, my fingers tingle. My toenails move when that one come on. Let me play this track.
Come true when I'm near you, you're
And that was a beautiful young woman and talented. We're going to jump to a couple of tracks. Well, one, Billie Holiday did the original. And I had never heard Nancy Wilson sing But Beautiful. We're going to follow that up with a track by Billie Holiday called You Don't Know What Love Is. And we're going to follow that up with a track by one of the greatest saxophone players today, Cindy Bradley. You Don't Know What Love Is. And what? And what did my producer say? He said, "Dan, yeah, you don't know what love is either. How dare you? I challenge you, poop, poop, to a duel. You challenge my honor. You've been watching too many of them movies." Let me play. Nancy Wilson, I slap a yo. Nancy Wilson, But Beautiful. That's the name of the track, But Beautiful. Originally done by Billie Holiday.
Love is funny or it's sad, or it's quiet or it's mad. It's a good thing. Oh.
It's a heartache either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking, you don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues. Until you've loved the love you've had to lose, you don't know what love is. Until you've kissed and had to pay the cost, until you've flipped your heart and you have lost, you don't know what love is. Do you know? Thought of reminiscing and our lips that taste the tears lose their taste for kissing.
you don't know her heart's been for love that cannot live yet never dies until you face each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know what love is. Till you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know what love is.
Thank you.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back, and I'm moving the mic around. I just heard it. Doogaloogadoogal. Oh, man, that was some great jazz by Cindy Bradley playing a track that Billie Holiday did. You don't know what love is. Talking to my producer. You don't know nothing about that. You don't even know nothing about like. You still writing roses are red, violets are blue. Put X in the box. Anyway, we were talking about the poetry that I write while we were off air. And he said, Don, you're pretty good. I said, yeah. He said, man, your head's so big. How you get into the studio? I said, you know what? You got some jokes. I'm going to play this track by one of our featured artists for the night, Nancy Wilson. The track is called Hello, Like Before, and I like it. Mark X in the box.
Thank you.
And that was the incredible Nancy Wilson. I mean, that lady could cut, man. You know, my older brothers, they used to play Nancy all the time. And I'd be in the living room where they were, right? And they'd call my mother. My darling, they're bothering us while we're playing our jazz, trying to sing and stuff. You don't know them songs. And I'd Oliver, Ma, I'm not doing nothing. No, the old funky jazz. As you say, funky your tail on out of there. Leave him alone, dog. I see you. I want to hear some jazzy. She said, you don't even know how to say it. Come on out of there. I'm going to play this track by Nancy Wilson just to keep you sad.
Maybe we meet down the line.
much too late for you to cry. It's too late for you and me. Much too late for you and I. It's too late for you and me. Much too late for you to cry. Now it's too late to live and love. It's much too late, baby. It's too late for you and me. Much too late for you and I. Much too late for you to cry.
Nancy Wilson, just to keep you satisfied. Man, that's deep. Hey, remember I told you that Billie Holiday did a track called Don't Explain, that we played Chet Baker following her, and Chet's bad, and he did the instrumental. Well, I told you there was a young lady, Tanya Nicole. She's running around the country singing jazz. You know, she's pretty good. She did Don't Explain, and I'm going to play this for you before we get to almost our last track. Oh, my God. Let me drink a little bit more of this stuff. It's not wine. It's beet juice. Food, y'all.
No. I know you may change. I'm glad you're back. Don't explain why it is no. Thank you.
And it was Tanya Nicole, Don't Explain, live. And the people liked it. Sonny, Billie Holiday. She could cut, man. Hey, listen, I got to get ready to get out of here. And I still got some more work to do. Man, I feel like I'm a slave. Years ago, I still riding. Hey, you need to read the book that a lot of people are reading and enjoying. I love writing a fun love story. And I've got some great reviews from Sharon Holiday. No kin to Billie Holiday, I guess. I don't know, she could be. But anyway, she likes the story. Other people are getting into it. Man, I am so pleased and thankful. And I hope they order 10 more books. But, yeah, I got so many books. But I'm getting ready to run up out of here. I changed my dialogue. I stayed in the South for a long time. So I'm going to get out of hell instead of here, like my sophisticated sound. Anyway, look, I got to go. I got some more writing to do. I'm going to get Jeff Golob to take us on out here. If I ever lose this heaven, and I had to ask God, do you think I'll ever get into heaven? He said, Don, what's the title of the song? If I ever lose heaven, you lost it long time ago. I said, hey, that ain't funny. God said, I know my son. Let me get ready to go. And play Jeff Golub, If I Ever Lose This Heaven. That's a track. With my girl, Miss Carwell.